Jimmy, that was a really superb performance from the team tonight, getting that win against Telford. But does it feel like a win for the team?
Yeah, it does. We knew that we had to come in tonight with nothing less than 2 points to take it down to the last game, still with a chance of progressing through to Coventry. So from our point of view, job done, you know. We can't go into the game at the start and set out right, okay, we're going to win 8-0 tonight, because against the champions, it's very, very unrealistic. We gave it a good battle and we got that early goal, which we needed, you know, to breed confidence through the team. But it was a hell of a fight, you know. They're such a good team. I've said it before, I think, in an interview or something, that they, from my point of view, they're the toughest team to play against. So to take it to them for the 60 minutes tonight and to see them walking out tired and worn out, and, you know, that's how they make most teams feel. So really proud of the boys tonight. The 2 points was a must. We've done our job. Hopefully we've tied them out enough for their fight tomorrow. And, you know, we've got to go to Guildford and another 2 points.
Were you hoping that after that first goal went in, you know, you might have got another one or two? I mean, there were chances in that first period.
Absolutely. I thought if we got the first goal, you know, maybe they're on the back foot and we go and take them to the kill. But unfortunately, that didn't happen. But, you know, we didn't set our sights on winning 7-8-0, 8-0, whatever it was, because that's unrealistic. We've done it against certain teams, but not the top teams in the league. You know, that shouldn't be happening. So, you know, we're in this position because of that second period away in Telford, potentially. But also, looking back to last weekend, we set our targets on winning all our home games, and we haven't done that. So we knew we'd have to win 4 games. We're going to have to go and win our 4th tomorrow, and then just hope for the best, you know, see where that sets us. But tonight was a fantastic performance. Everybody should be really, really proud of the way we performed and the result. And we'll see what happens. You never know.
So many really superb performances tonight, but I thought Yanis was an undoubted star in goal, probably his best performance of the season. I've seen him for a long, very long time anyway. And your brother Robert scoring that goal at the end, a massive surprise.
Yeah, Robert doesn't score many goals because he's so good defensively. He doesn't usually pop up into those areas. It was a great finish from him. I think he was quite happy with that. He scored quite a few goals this year and they've all been really good. So, you know, everybody mentioned that to him after the game. But as well, Yanis, we know that if we've got to beat the best teams in the league, Yanis has got to be on form and playing well. And tonight was better than any performance really I've seen from him. Because we pushed for it and we went for it and we were trying to score goals and take the game to them. It did leave us exposed a couple of times. But, you know, we can play that way when Yanis is in form like that, because, you know, he's going to pull out those saves. And tonight he did on numerous occasions, kept us in the game. And then it means we can transition and go back at them and know that he was solid as a rock back there, and he was all night tonight. So credit to him and a lot of the guys for their performances tonight.
So tomorrow against Guildford, are the guys determined to win there, whatever happens? And, you know, just focus on that and obviously not get caught up in what's happening at Telford.
No, during a game, unless the rink announces it whilst we're listening, we don't usually get updates of the scores. So it's usually after the game we try and find out what's going on around the league. So tomorrow, I presume, will be no different, because you don't want to change your mindset at all. You know, the focus is the 2 points. You don't want to hear a result down the other end and it either ups or down, or, you know, it might have a benefit effect psychologically, but we're best not knowing. We're best just going in there knowing we've got 2 points, we've got a fight. It's a rink that we notoriously struggle at, but it's playoff hockey. We've put ourselves in this situation. It'd be a shame now to go tomorrow and not pick up the 2 points or not give it our best shot, because we've got nothing left to lose. It's one game. Hope for the best. At the end of the day, if it all comes together, then we've deserved it for the way we fought and not given up. And, you know, that's the character we've got here in the dressing room. And if not, then we go down fighting.
Do you think the fact that Guildford have already qualified, does that, you know, give you a bit of an edge, psychological edge that might benefit the team?
Doesn't give us a psychological edge, but for them it might mean that they switch off a little bit. They might nurse a couple of injuries. You just never know. They might be trying to work on something different, ready for Coventry. There's lots of different ways of looking at it. The pressure's on us to win, I guess, but also the pressure of being off them means that we can just go and give it a good fight. They've got nothing to get up for, so if we do take it to them, we get goals up, why would they push harder to try and get the result when they've already qualified and risk injury or risk other situations? So you don't know. That's up to their coach. That's up to their team to decide, depending on their situation individually. All we know is that we've got to regroup, refresh, and go back at it again tomorrow, and then 2 points is a must.